I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The unemployment rate fell in nearly all the state's metro areas last month. Bob Goff is a spokesman for the Department of Employment Security. He says 13 of the 14 metro areas saw a decrease in the August jobless rate compared to 1 year ago.
These are some of the lowest unemployment rates we've seen in years, and for the sixth straight month, the Chicago metro area had its lowest unemployment rate on record.
10 metro areas added jobs over the year. The largest increases were in Rockford, Kankakee, Champaign-Urbana, and the Quad Cities. In other news, a statewide survey shows some support for changing Illinois' income tax structure. Sean Crawford has more.
Illinois has a flat tax, meaning no matter how much you make, you pay the same rate as everyone else. It's been that way since the income tax was adopted, and the state constitution keeps it in place. But there have been growing calls to adopt a graduated or progressive system where those who earn more pay higher rates. Supporters say it would be fairer and bring in more revenue. Opponents say it would drive more people to leave Illinois. A University of Illinois Springfield NPR Illinois survey of likely voters found 57% are okay with the change. Matt Case oversaw the polling.
There's certainly not a mandate from what we can see in our survey, though a majority are saying that they favor a graduated income tax system. It's not a very strong majority.
About 70% of Democrats want a graduated tax, only around 40% of Republicans do. I'm Sean Crawford.
The controversy over sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh spilled into governor's races across the country, as Christine Blasey Ford told her story Thursday. Governors have no role in how the U.S. Senate should handle Kavanaugh's appointment, but their voices could add pressure to senators deciding how to vote. In Illinois, Republican Bruce Rauner said earlier this month there should be an investigation into the assault allegations against Kavanaugh, and the allegations, if true, should disqualify him. Rauner did not specify whether he thought the Senate inquiry was sufficient or whether the FBI should investigate, as Democrats have asked. Rauner's spokesman said the governor was traveling Thursday and did not watch Ford's testimony. His Democratic challenger, J.B. Pritzker, criticized Rauner's response. He calls Kavanaugh a troubling nominee whom he opposes. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A lawyer at Northland College in Southern Illinois says part of a political memorabilia collection from the late Congressman Ken Gray is missing. Gray's widow gave the collection 2 years ago to the West Frankfort School. Gray represented the area in Congress for 24 years. School attorney Aaron Hopkins tells the Southern Illinoisan the building that stored the collection was broken into, but he doesn't know what was taken. West Frankfort police gave their reports to the FBI. The FBI declined comment on the story. Gray's widow says she saw men moving items out of the building back in August. Margaret Holly Gray says she took Gray's bow tie, passport, and some other things out of the trash, but doesn't know what happened to the rest of the collection. Illinois agencies are urging drivers to pay more attention when it comes to traveling through work zones. Illinois tollway officials say a construction worker was struck and killed earlier this month. Joelle McGinnis is the tollway's press secretary.
Work zones are complicated places. Traffic can be shifted, lanes can be uneven, traffic is narrowed down and can be diverted off into a different path than drivers are normally used to taking, so attention to the roadway is critical.
A crash in a work zone on Highway 148 in Williamson County earlier this week sent two people to the hospital. 29 people were killed in work zones last year in Illinois. For many decades, the art of hammering hot iron has been on display at SIU Carbondale during its annual Southern Illinois Metalsmith Society conference. Rick Smith is professor of metals and blacksmithing at SIUC. He says this year the public can attend demonstrations from internationally known metalsmith Rachel David. Professor Smith says the public will see a lot of action there.
There'll be a lot of hand striking and the use of automated power hammers. You know, and the iron is going to be hot and moving like plastic, so it's visually really interesting.
The public demonstrations are set for today and tomorrow in the Pulliam Hall Iron Shop at SIUC. I'm Jennifer Fuller.